Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios, presents.
Do a podcast?
Do you want to do a podcast, Serena?
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Going above and beyond, Podcasting for Dummies. With your host, T. Morris. No, you're not hearing things, and no, you're not seeing things. I dropped the ball. I admit it. I dropped the ball on this podcast. It was my responsibility to get a few episodes out, and I did not.
Unleash the fury!
And I really should have stepped up my game and taken care of it. And so I've decided, I went on ahead and dropped a quick message over to Chuck and said, Chuck, I'm going to go on ahead and take it this time. I'm going to go on ahead and take care of these two shows. Let me go on ahead and let me make this right.
Hey, it's okay, it's okay. You're welcome. I'm just an ordinary demi guy. Hey.
So that's what I'm doing here, okay? So I'm here to bring in this next episode, which is about mannerisms. Mannerisms, tics, and stammers. When do they work and when do they don't? Now, we didn't ever cover this in the previous episodes of Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Ah, see what I did there? And it's actually something that I think we should have covered. I don't even think that we covered it in the book. Well, actually, we do. We do touch on it in the book. And already, you're getting an idea of like, oh, what T's doing right now is not scripted, and that's true. When it comes to podcasting, a lot of people say that the charm of podcasting, the magic of podcasting, the oeuvre of podcasting, if you will, is the spontaneity of it. You know, you're capturing it all. There's no editing. It's raw, and it's in your face. You know, and there's that feeling you get of
I have no idea what's about to happen.
And that is part of the appeal of podcasting. But it depends on what kind of podcasting you're doing. Now, what do I mean by that? Okay, there are three different types of podcasts. And I would put them as casual, semi-formal, and formal. So what falls into the casual? Usually it's when three people or two people or four people or however many people you have just sit down and they start riffing on the mics. Even if it's your own person and you're flying solo, if you're flying solo on a podcast and you just want to riff, you just want to talk off the top of your head, you go on ahead and you do that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It can be a very cathartic thing to do. It can be just a great way to get your thoughts out. It can be your audio blog, your audio diary. If you're doing video, it's going to be your video diary. But it's that unedited, raw feeling that gives the podcast a very personal feel to it, right? And that is one style of podcasting. And I'm the first one to say it. I do that with this podcast. Now, Chuck tends to go for more of the polish, and that's what I'm going to go into the semi-formal, but I'm going to get to that in a second. So you've got the formal, you got the casual podcast we're talking about now, where I leave it raw. I do it one take. I do this very much in the same vein that I do the dog days of podcasting and the dog days of Advent. You can find out about that at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. There you go, Craig. Got another plug in there for you. And the spontaneity of this type of podcasting, I like listening to it. I feel like I'm sitting down with somebody and having a beer or just, you know, chit-chatting over a sandwich, you know, something that it's just very casual, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that particular podcast unless you are going into more formal matters. Like if you're doing DIY, technically, yes, we are talking about DIY subjects on this podcast, but I'm talking about like instructional videos or instructional audio, or if you're doing a business podcast and you want it to sound formal and you want it to sound polished, well, then that's where we go into Chuck Tomasi style. And that is not a dig on Chuck. That is not a dig on my partner. Chuck has got game. He's got great game when it comes to podcasting. Now, granted, if I'm in the studio, as you heard on the stuff that we recorded together, I tend to try to cut him up as often as possible. I think that's also Craig's mission, too, on Technorama. And, you know, go to chuckchat.com, and you'll see what I'm talking about with Technorama. But anyway, with the semi-casual, or the semi-formal, rather, excuse me, the semi-formal approach, there is some editing. And even in a casual setting like the podcast that I do with Nick Kelly and Brandon Kelly, Happy Hour from the Tower, we do some editing to polish up any gaps in the interview. We try to make it sound like not only are we speaking very formally and speaking very polished, but also if our guest tends to stammer on his or her words, we're going to go ahead and we're going to cut out some of those ahs and ums and get those out. And in an interview situation, I think trying to make you and your guest sound as articulate and as polished as possible, I think is a good thing. There may be questions that you'll ask your guest, and you'll listen to the answer in replay, and you'll think, you know, they don't sound as confident there, and they may be talking about something that they stray off topic, or it may put their expertise in a bad light. So you're not editing their answer. You're just taking that entire question and answer session out. And that's where I think it gets a little more into the semi-formal. You're actually going in, you're really listening to what's being said, and you're trying to find those awkward pauses to take out. You're going to hear that a lot in interview podcasts. You're going to hear that in business-oriented podcasts. The podcasts where people are teaching a language or teaching something, whether it's history or otherwise, you're not going to hear that really super casual, well, this is how we're doing it. You know, you're not going to get those moments of thought. It's not going to be that stream of consciousness, as it were. There's going to be a little bit of polish. Now, does that mean it's scripted? I don't think so. In many cases, it's going to be a bulleted list. It's going to be notes of some description, or it could be scripted, but they're using the script more like a guide. They're not reading it verbatim. They're not reading it word for word for word. They're going to go on ahead and they're just going to keep it in the realm of what it is they've written, and they may stray off and then they may come back. Again, I'm using as an example the Dog Days of Advent and the Dog Days of Podcasting. I scripted out all of my Dog Days of Advents. I scripted them all out. I read them, but more like as a roadmap, as a very vague roadmap. And if I wanted to go off on a tangent, I went off on a tangent. And you could hear it in my voice when I would stray off the script and when I come back to it. Again, that's a semi-formal approach to it. So you got the casual, you got the semi-formal. What about the formal approach? What is the polished, no tics, no stammers, no mannerisms? Well, that's when you're doing an actual presentation. A really good example of that is Welcome to Night Vale. Serial is another good one. Now, granted, they're going to have interviews, and they're going to have transcripts, and they're going to have recordings, and those stammers will be in there. That's to add to the realism of it. But then you get something like Lore. The podcast Lore is a very formal production, and it's a very well put on production. Then you have my wife, Pip Ballantyne. She has actually two podcasts. She has We Don't Talk About That, and then she has the We Don't Talk About That Patreon version. And the Patreon version is a little more casual, and it goes into more facts and more behind the scenes stuff of what We Don't Talk About That goes into. Then you've got the short stories that my wife and I have podcast together, and the short stories that I've podcasted on both happyhourfromthetower.com and also on Tales from the Archives at the Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences.com, and the different podio books that I have recorded and my wife has recorded, and also, you know, from people like Scott Sigler. Now, in those productions, there's really not much room for mannerisms, tics, and stammers unless it is coming from a character. If you're doing drama, if you're doing radio drama, if you're doing any kind of dramatic presentation, the stammers, tics, or mannerisms are probably only going to come out if the character has some sort of tic or stammer. But in the narration, you want it to be formal. You want it to be polished. You want that to be edited and spit, polish, shine for word. You want it to be right. You want it to be on. So in that respect, yeah, you're going to go as completely formal as you can. And also, if I do something like this, like right now, I've got a pop filter on my microphone. If I were to lift up this boom mic, or you know, hit it with my glasses, if I were to hit the pop filter with that, or just the boom mic, obviously, if I'm in a formal setting, I'm going to edit that out. If I'm in the semi-formal setting, I'm going to edit that out too. But if I'm doing a very casual podcast about mannerisms, tics, and stammers, and I'm doing it all in one take, then I'm just going to leave it in there. But again, it goes back to how much production time does your podcast need? Now, when would mannerisms, tics, and stammers be inappropriate? More to the point, when is it too much? A good example I can pull from my professional experience of podcasting. There was a podcast that I was doing for a client, and they handed me the recording. They said, get it ready for podcasting. And in the middle of the interview, smack dab in the middle of the interview, two guys came in and were talking in the background about something. They were talking in the background. I think it was about the game that was on the previous night. And this was an interview between an interviewer and an executive at the company that was my client. And I said to the client, I said, we really can't do anything with this. And they told me, well, you're going to have to either post it or not do anything with it at all. And we really want this posted. So I went on ahead against my better judgment and I posted it. But having that segment where two guys were talking over the subject matter of the interview, yeah, that was inexcusable. And someone should have stepped in and said, guys, I'm doing a recording here. Could you please take it down or take the conversation outside? Then I could have easily edited that out and put it together. Of course, with Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast, it's up to the hosts. It's up to Chuck, and it's up to me how we do this, how we sound. Chuck's going to be a lot more formal about it because that's Chuck's style, and I admire that and I respect that. As far as me, I like keeping it footloose and fancy-free, especially on this podcast, because I feel like that's the way we've branded this podcast, and I also feel like that's the way we have branded this series. And I'll just tell you this right now. Again, without any editing, I miss being in the studio with Chuck. That was fun. We had a good time. We had a really, really good time. And we'd like to hear about your good times in podcasting. We'd like to hear your questions. We'd like to hear your feedback on this podcast. So by all means, drop us a line at 703-791-1701. You can also drop us a line at pfdauthors@gmail.com. You can also drop us a line on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. You can find that under pfdauthors as well. And just remember, folks, that Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast, is protected by a non-commercial, no-derivative, share-alike United States 3.0 license. You can find out more about that at creativecommons.org. And, of course, pay us a visit at podcastingfordummies.com, where we love to talk about what we do here. Thanks again for listening, everybody. And until next time, pod on.